Iran's dual-track war, targeting lists, Erbil drone strike, and a carrier stretched thin. Wall Street Journal reporting based on intercepted communications reveals that IRGC commanders were physically deployed to Yemen, where they supplied Houthi forces with detailed target lists, not general guidance, but specific lists of Saudi ports and energy facilities. The disclosure arrives while the United States was engaged in diplomatic back channels with Tehran, lending weight to what analysts describe as a deliberate dual-track doctrine, talking peace through diplomatic channels while directing kinetic operations through proxies. The claim of plausible deniability, long a cornerstone of Iran's regional strategy, is wearing thin. When IRGC commanders are on the ground in Yemen handing out targeting intelligence, the line between supporting a proxy and direct operational command becomes difficult to sustain. Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure has already been struck multiple times, most dramatically in the 2019 Aramco attacks, and the Houthis have demonstrated the range to reach targets deep inside the kingdom. The Erbil drone strike compounds the picture. Iranian drones striking the office of Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Masroor Barzani, even in his absence, sends a message about reach and willingness that extends well beyond Yemen operations. Iraq's central government is left in an almost impossible position. It maintains close ties to Tehran, hosts American troops, and now faces Iranian drone strikes on a senior official within its own territory. The Kurds are furious. Baghdad cannot afford to condemn Tehran too loudly. A third dimension involves the USS Abraham Lincoln, now deployed for 260 days, an extraordinary stretch by modern U.S. Navy standards. Iran's earlier strike on a U.S. base in Bahrain forced American naval supply chains to reroute through Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, thousands of miles beyond normal resupply routes. CENTCOM Chief Admiral Brad Cooper visited the carrier Saturday and reported that mental health caseloads are low, but the structural strain on a crew deployed far past normal rotation timelines is, by the Navy's own documented standards, real. The strategic logic from Tehran's perspective is coherent. Stretching American logistics thin enough that forward presence becomes unsustainable does not require a direct naval confrontation. The central question heading into the week is where the threshold lies. The U.S. has not responded to the Bahrain strike in ways that appear to have changed Iranian calculations. If the Erbil strike and the Yemen targeting lists accumulate without a clear deterrent cost, the pattern, by its own internal logic, deepens.